You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT and the Rebirth Brass Band. Frazier is the Rebirth Brass Band drummer. He says 35 years after the founding of the traditional New Orleans brass and drum band, members are now passing their experience to young, at-risk kids in the city. In advance of the band's appearance at the Castle Theater in Bloomington Sunday night, Frazier talked with GLT's John Norton about their motivation to help those kids and about how he got his start playing jazz in New Orleans.
Well, growing up in New Orleans, you're surrounded by musical events all the time, as well as musicians who perform those events. So you, as a kid, in other cities, you might get exposed to rock and roll, hip-hop, reggae, whatever the genre of music may be. But in New Orleans, you're exposed to live music. So you kind of grow up in it, and you want to be a part of it. And that's, a lot of kids get their start just by listening, and they just want to emulate what they see older guys do.
The band itself has absorbed so many different sounds. Obviously, you're a traditional New Orleans drum and brass band, but R&B, funk, hip-hop also are part of the mix now. Were you open to those new sounds from the beginning, or is that something that evolved over the years?
I think we were open to those sounds from the very beginning, because by us being so young, we were exposed to hip-hop. And so we tried to incorporate the hip-hop sounds into our music, while at the same time playing some traditional stuff, because older people preferred the traditional type of music that we play.
How was the hip-hop working with the traditional brass sound initially? Was it something you really had to work it out, or was it a pretty natural fit?
It was something that we had to really work out, because the older people, or the older guys who were doing New Orleans music, they thought we were, like, disrespecting the history and of the traditional music. But we were trying to tell them, like, we want to play something that can capture the attention of younger people like ourselves. So we had to kind of work it out and get them to get on board with what we were doing.
What got the older guys on board for you to incorporate hip-hop and rap into it?
I think the thing that really got them on the board is that they saw a commitment to the older music, to the traditional music. They say, okay, these guys are playing a lot of traditional songs. And they saw that we weren't trying to completely change everything. We were just trying to add something to it.
Is that the same for funk and R&B, working that in as well, or was that a little bit easier?
The R&B part was a little bit easier, because a lot of bands before, such as the Olympia Brass Band or Dirty Dozen, they had already been playing like R&B type tunes in their repertoire of music. So that was a little easy to do. But the hip hop, by it being so new, that was something that they weren't readily available, able to accept.
Well, there's a number of different brass bands in New Orleans. How do you distinguish yourself from the other bands in town?
Like I said, one thing that we do is we play a lot of traditional tunes. And we play them in a new way, but we always go back to the traditional tunes. We like to start out a set with a song called Lord, Lord. It's a very traditional song. And we try to let people know where the music comes from, and then we take them to where the music has gone to. Whereas a lot of other brass bands, they jump right into the brand new stuff. They don't really mess around with the traditional stuff as much.
Okay, all right. How much of the music that you play is improvised versus arranged?
We have a lot of arranged songs. We have a certain format that we play the songs in, but there's a lot of improvisation that happens. Like the song Do What You Want, the song that we created, we can play it a million different ways. We know the format of the song, but we can always add something to it, even while we're on stage performing.
Yeah, Phil!
Talking with drummer Keith Frazier. He's with the Rebirth Brass Band, going to be at the Castle Theater here real soon in Bloomington. I want to ask you about the Roots of Music nonprofit that you have. It's a program that helps at-risk young guys, and probably gals too, learn how to play music. What was the driving force to set up that program?
Well, that particular program was the brainchild of our drummer, snare drum player, Derek Tabb. He saw that there was a need for kids who were at risk between the age of 9 and 14 to be involved in instrumental music. And right after Hurricane Katrina, most of the music programs in schools were taken away. He was like, hey, man, I have a great idea. Let's start a citywide band. And so along with the help of Allison, a lady by the name of Allison, he got together with her and they got the business part of it set up. And they started this citywide marching band. And it has just taken off since right after Katrina.
When you say citywide marching band, what do you mean by that?
Kids come from all parts of the city. They're not from just one area of the city. He got together with a bus company to go pick kids up after school and bus them to a central location to teach them instrumental music.
That's an interesting idea. We had the director of our Performing Arts Center a couple of years ago. She has since passed, unfortunately. But she had a saying that when kids aren't creating, they're not destroying.
We see that all the time. We said we'd rather give them instruments than, you know, put instruments in their hand and have them have guns in their hands. So it's very important to, you know, find something constructive for kids to do between those ages, because they're very, you know, impressionable. You know, they do what they see other people do. So if they see that, if you're a 9-year-old, you see your friend playing in a marching band, and it's something that he just learned to pick up, more than likely you're going to want to do something like that too. And at the same time, it's constructive. So it's important that we have those type of programs in place.
Listening to GLT Sound Ideas, Keith Frazier, drummer of the Rebirth Brass Band, is our guest. You won a Grammy in 2011 for the album, The Rebirth of New Orleans.
That's correct.
And Best Regional Roots Album. Did that nomination come as sort of a surprise, or did you guys see that one coming?
It was a total surprise. We didn't know it was coming. The day we were nominated, we all had to go online and look at the nomination list because we couldn't believe that we were even nominated. We're nominated for a Grammy. So we were totally shocked. And when we actually won it, we were even more shocked to win it because it's really hard to win.
What did it mean to you to win that Grammy?
It meant that our peers recognized us for doing something that was noteworthy. And so we was like, okay, now these guys actually recognize guys who play this type of music as well. So it made us feel really good.
It's been 35 years, roughly, since the birth of the Rebirth Brass Band. What kind of differences have you seen, even from your fans, from some 30-some years ago to today? Are they wanting something different? Do they want the same thing as 30 years ago? What's the difference?
We've seen one of the differences that I've seen is that there's a lot more interest in instrumental music. You know, people think of guys playing instruments as something being geeky or something that's not hip or cool. Now that younger people are seeing that, you know, playing an instrument and being involved in that is actually cool. It's something that I was doing in high school or junior high school marching band, and these guys are taking it and brought it to another level. So that's one of the things we've seen.
Drummer Keith Frazier of the Rebirth Brass Band speaking with GLT's John Norton. The New Orleans group makes a stop at the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington Sunday night. Listen to all of our music interviews on our new GLT Music podcast. Just search GLT Music on NPR One or your favorite music podcast app. It's Sound Ideas.